producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Talk Live, and you can join us here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, you're still welcome to comment on the latest Silk Road allegations that shouldn't be too shocking to anybody who has been paying close attention to the case. You know that there was already corruption that had been unveiled regarding the agents that were involved in investigating the Silk Road, the infamous underground marketplace. Well, now more corruption allegations have risen to the surface, including an alleged kidnapping plot against Ross Ulbricht's mom and his sister. If you want to join us here, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and we do have Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. I think I pretty much, in the first hour of the show, gave you the real, at least the most important details of what is a very detailed recounting of the story posted by Variety Jones, one of the site's founders.
If you want to get that, the archive of the show will be available probably, say, midnight Eastern time.
That is if the world still exists at that time, Mark. Apparently there's a blood moon tonight, and some in the Mormon Church and other religions are freaking out over this.
You know, after Y2K, I've just decided I just don't care anymore. What crazy people talk about, the world ending and stuff like that. I mean, on Free Talk Live, I have to capitulate to some extent, right? For 3 hours a night, I'm available to talk to anyone who calls in, and that includes people that believe that the world is going to end because there's some indication here or there or the other place. But I just won't have that conversation. I won't entertain it in my mind for long. It's not going to pick up. It's not going to rent space in my mind. No thanks.
So I've got a story here from The Guardian, and there's also another one on The Blaze, which is talking about some of the people who believe that this blood moon, which is just, you know, a scientific phenomena, is going to portend some sort of disaster for the world. From TheGuardian.com. Sales are up at emergency preparedness retailers ahead of a combination of a lunar eclipse and a supermoon, but the church says not to get carried away. So this is not an official proclamation by the Mormon Church. Uh-huh. There are just certain Mormons who are making a big bunch of noise about this. A rare confluence of a lunar eclipse and a supermoon happening this weekend. In fact, it's happening this evening. Has prompted such widespread fear of an impending apocalypse that the Mormon Church was compelled to issue a statement cautioning the faithful to not get caught up in speculation about a major calamity. Sunday night's blood moon and recent natural disasters and political unrest around the world have led to a rise in sales at emergency preparedness retailers.
Well, Mormons are big into the emergency preparedness thing anyway.
It's part of their religion.
It's part of their religion to be prepared for that stuff. So I don't know what that means and what people imagine is going to happen because there's a lunar eclipse. That's a little closer to the earth than
normal.
Well,
apocalyptic statements by a Mormon author have only heightened fears among a small number of Mormon followers about the looming end of time. The eclipse will give the moon a red tint.
I just feel cheated that I didn't hear about this sooner, because really what's great about the end of the world claims is the ramp up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the amount of time it's going to take to get here or whatever. And I'd like to encourage anybody who believes the world's going to end tonight, who has Bitcoin, to go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com and just unload them right now.
That'd be great. I highly doubt there's a lot of crossover in those Venn diagrams as far as, like, people who have Bitcoin, people who believe the world is going to end tonight. I suspect that, you know, there's not a whole lot of crossover.
There's probably some of them that have something in their PayPal account, so they can go to amp.freetalklive.com,
yeah,
go to the one-time contribution,
sure,
tab, and just go ahead and empty out that PayPal account, because it's annoying. It's annoying to have money there
when
the world
you
ends.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you for that. That's a great idea, Mark. Thank you. Amp.freetalklive.com. So the eclipse will give the moon a red tint. We did check a moment ago, and it looks normal at this
point. Still a sort of off-white, bright off-white moon.
Now, you said that you'd heard two things, that one that was going to happen in this hour and another that was going to happen in the 10 o'clock hour. Were you able to confirm, and we're talking about Eastern time, by the way, were you able to confirm anything further on that?
I didn't look it up.
Okay, I thought you had done that. And maybe it was Renee who was in here from Seditious Siren. She was saying it was going to be after 10 o'clock. Anyway.
I can tell you it's this evening.
It's an event that will not happen again for 18 years. It's unclear how many members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
41 seconds is the claim.
That's how long it's going to last?
That's how long it's till it begins.
Meaning it's going to begin 41 seconds from now?
26 seconds, excuse me.
Wow, okay.
It's counting down is the claim.
Oh, that's cool. Anyway, it's unclear how many members of the church are buying into this theory, but Mormon leaders were worried enough that they took the rare step this week of issuing a public statement, cautioning the faithful to not get carried away with visions of the apocalypse. Leaders of the church told its 15 million
this
worldwide members.
This happens all the time with different religions and that sort of thing.
Disclaimers?
Yeah. No, just not the disclaimers. The disclaimers are rather unusual, but religions will get wrapped up, the end times, whatever
the end times
it might be.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Is this supposed to be part of that? The moon, I think the moon's supposed to turn to blood. Maybe that's something I've heard at some point. I just care so little because I know it's not going to happen.
They told their 15 million worldwide members they should be, quote, spiritually and physically prepared for life's up and downs, but encouraged them not to take speculation from individual church members as doctrine and to, quote, avoid being caught up in extreme efforts to anticipate catastrophic events. Sounds like okay advice.
Yeah, that's good advice.
The Mormons prepare to hunker down on Sunday night, or preparing, rather, to hunker down Sunday night are not alone. Some from other religions also fear a doomsday scenario. A Christian pastor in Texas has written a book predicting a world-shaking event. Storing away, and we'll talk about one of those Christian
that's
pastors
what we need to do. Yeah,
here in a moment. Storing away.
You can't sell a book by saying everything's going to
be
fine for the next month and a half.
Storing away enough food and water in case of disaster, job loss, or something worse is part of the fundamental teachings of the Mormon religion. Many homes in Utah are equipped with special shelving for cans of beans, rice, and wheat. The belief that regular history will someday end, bringing a second coming of Jesus, is embedded in the minds of Mormons and the church's official name. Though most Latter-day Saints probably haven't ever heard of this latest theory tied to the Blood Moon, the church's decision to address it publicly is significant and shows that leaders felt the need to reassert their authority on the matter. According to a chair of Mormon studies at Claremont Graduate University in California, Patrick Mason, he writes, for it to filter up to that level and for them to decide to send out a policy letter means they felt there was something they needed to tamp down on, unquote. Spokesperson for Utah-based Emergency Essentials says his company has seen a steady rise in business since June, with sales up 200 to 300%. He attributes it to a variety of events leading to more anxiety, including an earthquake in Nepal.
That's what we need to do here on Free Talk Live. We need to predict the end of the earth or the end of something, I'm not sure exactly what, and get revenue up here 200 or 300%. That would be really awesome.
Yeah, but then your prediction is not going to come true, and then you'll lose
neither
your credibility.
Neither is this one.
Yeah, and this is like not the Mormon church. This is just some Mormon guy.
Maybe we could get on a co-host that'll make the prediction, and we can just kind of play it up. And then when it doesn't happen, we kick him off.
Boot him off the show. No, I don't think so. We don't do that kind of stuff here on Free Talk Live.
No.
I don't even like it when you predict what's going to happen to Bitcoin, Mark. That makes me uncomfortable, and I don't like it.
I've been wrong a few times at this point.
Yeah, Mark is not a Bitcoin expert, and neither is anyone else, by the way. They don't know what the hell's going to happen to Bitcoin. If somebody tells you they know what's going to happen with Bitcoin tomorrow, they have no idea what they're saying.
Yeah, I had a couple of trades that I missed by about $2 or $3 and didn't work out very well for me. So, you know, you never know.
So the guy who's running Emergency Essentials says that he believes it's the earthquake in Nepal, Russia's intervention in the Ukraine, and economic concerns in Greece and China. He said it goes well beyond the Mormons in Utah, and the company does most of its sales online with customers outside of Utah. The public pronouncement by the church comes after leaders earlier this month sent a memo to teachers in the church's religious education system for high schools and colleges, telling them to be wary of Mormon author Julie Rowe's books. This is the lady who's making the predictions. Julie Rowe writes about and speaks to audiences about her near-death experience in 2004. And she says, the time has come on her website. It is believed that her teachings have fueled some of the speculation. But she's not the only one. And maybe you're one of these Blood Moon believers. Are you preparing for the end?
Well, I need to hear more about it.
Our toll-free number.
At this point, I'm highly skeptical.
Is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And again, if you really, truly believe it, head on over to amp.freetalklive.com and send us the contents of your PayPal account. We will take care of it for you in your afterlife. It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE.
That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can join us here toll free, 855-450-FREE. Are you somebody who believes that the blood moon, as it is called, which from what I understand that's not even the scientific term for this, but the blood moon tonight is
a lunar eclipse,
right, is going to portend the end of the world? Oh, hey, that's the live stream from space.com. The space.com site claims that the webcast, which they're showing a live shot of the moon here, started at 8 p.m. Eastern. The start of the umbral eclipse portion of this is expected in about 46 minutes. So just after the 9 o'clock hour Eastern time is when the eclipse is supposed to begin, I suppose. And we've been talking about this blood moon thing. We'll get to your calls here in a moment. I want to let you know about the Bitcoin Investor Conference. It's coming up October 29th and 30th, presuming that this isn't our last show due to the end of the world. Mark, you will be in Las Vegas.
I'm counting on it, buddy.
At the D Hotel in Vegas, where they do take Bitcoin, by the way. And it's going to be the first ever Bitcoin Investor Conference. It's happening again at the D Hotel October 29th and 30th. You will be there, Mark, broadcasting live with Free Talk Live. Plenty of other great guest speakers will be there, including Joseph von Perling, Paul Pui, Tone Vase, Bitcoin Bell, Stephen Michaels, Edmund C. May? I can't read your writing here, Mark. Edmund C. May and Trace Mayer and more, including our friend Stephanie Murphy and Brian Sovereign. Go to BitcoinInvestor.com to get your tickets right now. It's an event you won't want to miss. First one ever at the D Hotel in Vegas, October 29th and 30th. Go to BitcoinInvestor.com. Let's go to Ricky listening in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ricky.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
I'm not in Ohio. I'm in Columbia, South Carolina.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Go ahead, Ricky.
Yeah, I'm with Doomsday Preppers of South Carolina. I run a Facebook page, and we've been talking about this blood moon today.
All right.
Just want to let you know that all of us preppers aren't crazy.
Well, I wouldn't
what
think
percentage of the preppers are crazy?
You can't really prepare for the end of the world.
Absolutely.
Can you?
You're exactly right. No, you're exactly right. You cannot. And we don't prepare for, like you said, there's nothing you can do about the end of the world. But that's not what all of us are focused on. A lot of us.
I wouldn't think they are. I mean, preppers are preparing for something. So preppers, by their very definition, must be preparing something that you can prepare for.
For unemployment, a flood, a tornado, help your neighbor out.
Those things are inevitabilities.
Absolutely. That's the reason why we prep, to be prepared.
Oh, I wouldn't indict anybody for being a prepper. I mean, I think that I've got some canned food myself.
Yeah, I consider myself sort of a mild prepper. I don't. I'm skeptical of anybody who claims to know what is going to happen. However, I think it's fair to say that something is going to happen that is going to be negative in the future.
It's not only about that. It's about getting out of debt. I mean, we don't focus on.
That sounds important.
We don't, you know, a lot of people think you're preppers. Oh, you guys run around the woods with a bunch of guns, and we're not like that at all.
Well, if you don't run around in the woods with a bunch of guns, what the heck? This doesn't sound like you're any fun at all.
Oh, well, I got a closet full of them now. I got a closet full of them. Don't get me wrong. I carry also. I got my concealed weapons permit. So we're more focused on family, helping your neighbors out. So it's not all. All of us preppers aren't crazy. Matter of fact, I'm outside right now, and I don't see nothing going on. So I think I'm on. nothing's going to happen tonight. So
think we said that preppers were crazy. We did not say that tonight.
Right.
You're
but
just.
I know
you're
a lot
just
of people
know.
Do that.
Okay,
I
you're just letting people know.
Do. Yeah,
gotcha.
A lot of people do. But we're not all about. We're not all crazy. We're just. There's nothing wrong with being prepared.
Thank you, Ricky. I agree with that. I appreciate your call tonight. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. I think you can go overboard with the preparation.
Yeah, at some point it becomes almost pathological if you're just preparing and preparing and preparing and that sort of thing.
I think you have to draw the line between preparation and hoarding.
Yeah, I would. I'm with you on that. I think that you know, I wouldn't let it eat up my mind, like I'm constantly worrying about whatever is going to happen in the future. I wouldn't want to live that way. But, you know, I don't think it's a bad idea to have a certain level of preparation. I mean, I own tools for a reason, because I think things are going to break.
That's pretty much a guarantee.
You know, I mean, I can look through my life, and there's been economic upturns, economic downturns. There's been times things work, times things don't work. It seems reasonable to sort of be prepared for some things. I don't know what you need to be prepared for. That's some question you have to answer for yourself. But I've got some food put away. I've got some wells at my house that I can operate, you know, hand crank.
I'm a terrible prepper. I mean, I do have some.
I got you, buddy.
Yeah, I do have some of the canned food, but I haven't really rotated it, so it's pretty much expired at this point. All the canned food.
Well, there's other types of food that you can have on site. I mean, that's an option.
That's true. And I have heard that the canned food lasts a lot longer in theory than the actual expiration
absolutely
date does. It just probably won't taste that great. And not that it tasted great in the first place.
Food.
Right. So the Mormons, some of the Mormons are kind of freaked out about this, but it's not just them. There's a story over at theblaze.com that is asking, is the coming blood moon a biblical sign from God that something earth-shattering is about to happen
when
to
you
Israel?
Say some of the Mormons are freaked out, and then you mentioned the Blaze. Do you know who runs the Blaze?
Yes, it is Glenn Beck.
Do you know what religion Glenn Beck is?
He is a Mormon.
Okay, great.
But that doesn't necessarily mean that that's what this story is about. This story is about a Texas pastor named John Hagee. You ever heard of him?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is he a Mormon?
I don't think so, no.
He's a senior pastor of the Cornerstone Church.
Yeah, that sounds right.
And he is one of the major Blood Moon pulpit pounders here, and that's what this story is focusing on.
Okay.
The Sunday night...
Well, you gotta take your you know, opportunities where they present themselves. Never let a good crisis go unpreached, I guess.
The Sunday night will mark the fourth and final Blood Moon in a series of four total lunar eclipses over the past 2 years that some Bible experts view as prophetic signs from God. The theological proposals behind the blood moon phenomenon are nothing new, having gained support and attracted debate over the years. The notion is based on the idea that a tetrad,
I'm not sure what that is,
a rare series of four total lunar eclipses that occur over two-year periods, could indicate that something profound is about to happen involving the state of Israel.
Okay.
So, for some reason, the state of Israel is involved in this. Texas pastor John Hagee says, God is trying to tell us something.
Well, hold on. I hate this crap. Okay, first off, is God my loving and just father?
According to the Christians, yes.
Why would my loving and just father confuse me with a bunch of, you know, like...
cryptic messages?
Highly cryptic messages. I mean, if I were to teach my son in this manner, people would think I was a crazy person. But God can be... If God wants to give me... If God, in fact, wants to give me a message, then he can give me a message. Easily. He could just give it to me. He could, like, sort of speak it in my ear. Mark, this is God. You better watch out for...
a blood moon.
The blood moon's a message itself. What? I don't know. The nation of Israel is going to have some upset. And I say, God, I don't care. So, like, you know, like, I don't know.
Toll-free number. We'll talk more about what Hagee has to say here. Maybe, will he tell us what God is trying to tell us?
I doubt it.
855-450-FREE.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's EATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Edition of Free Talk Live. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's certainly not the position of the hosts on the show that the world will be ending tonight, but there are people out there who believe that it is, including some Mormons and also some Christians. There's a story over at The Blaze talking about this, with Pastor John Hagee, who claims he is the advocate of a theory about these four blood moons, that something is about to change, which is the name of his book, Four Blood Moons.
Yes, buy it now.
Something is about to change.
He'd be giving it away for free if he believed that the world was about to end.
Yeah, I suspect he's not giving it away for free. We'll tell you more about the story here in a moment. I also want you to know about freetalklive.com, where you can enjoy all the features totally free, and something that's not quite free, but it's getting you closer to free, is saveitpurse.com. 20% closer to free, because you can get 20% off. That's the average discount for the United States. 20% off whatever you want to buy from Amazon. Pretty much anything that's like fulfilled by Amazon, the stuff that's the free Super Saver shipping, the Amazon Prime,
yeah,
that'll all work with saveatpurse.com. So whatever you're going to want to buy on Amazon, you're going to buy it anyway. Why not take 20% off of that? Well, here's why not. You don't have Bitcoin yet, If you do have Bitcoin, then you're all set to go. Go to saveitpurse.com and get started right now and order whatever you want. If you don't yet have Bitcoin, then go to saveitpurse.com, watch the video, learn how this works. It's super easy.
It is.
And you go through the process, get signed up. When you use saveitpurse.com, it takes you to our affiliate link. So Free Talk Live will get a very small portion of your future purchases through saveitpurse.com. But you don't need Bitcoin to go and get signed up for an account. So do that right now at saveitpurse.com. Then go to expresscoin.com, get your Bitcoin loaded up, and then load up your saveitpurse.com wallet and start buying stuff on Amazon at huge discounts. My last purchase, 40% off of a Blu-ray. 29% off the pair of headphones that I'm wearing right now. Some of the microphone cables I'll be using at Keenvention, 20% off.
So you get pretty much everything, many things in your life that are sort of non-food. Have you tried getting some food stuff through Purse?
No, but I could. I mean, I don't generally order my food through Amazon, but I could.
It's worth trying out at these kind of savings.
Yeah, I suppose so. I get my hot sauce through Amazon.
You're a beef jerky guy, too.
So let's go to your phone calls and thoughts here. Go to saveitpurse.com. Get signed up right now. Don't wait. George is listening in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, George.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Not much. I just wanted to clarify a couple things that I thought I heard, but I'm not sure that I did. First, let me state that I am not an official spokesperson for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Okay.
But I am a member of that church.
Uh-huh.
And it's not really accurate to keep referring to it as the Mormon Church. Mormon was the name of a prophet. We are members of the Church of Jesus Christ.
Gotcha.
It was started.
So you don't call yourselves Mormons?
A derogatory term. Generally not.
Interesting.
Talking,
I've never heard
I'm
that before. We've talked to Mormons.
And that's the term they know. But I will always let them know that I'm a member of the Church of Jesus Christ. Mormon was a prophet. You know, it's like calling somebody from the Church of Moses a Mosian. You know, there may be, but I'm a member of the Church of Jesus Christ.
Well, okay. So interestingly, I'm a Quaker, and that term was a derogatory term that was created by a judge, an English judge, who actually said that he called them Quakers because they quaked with zeal. And, you know, the Quakers adopted it and used it for their, you know, for their own purposes and, you know, made it
they
a good thing. Yeah, they owned it.
So I've never heard this before. I mean, I'm not saying I disbelieve you, but we've had Mormons or we've had members of the Jesus Christ Church call the show, and they've never said that before.
And
is it uncommon?
It is not, and it is actually taught that when we refer to the church, we should refer to it as the Church of Jesus Christ, thus giving him the glory and not diverting it or having people think other ways. You know, the focus should be on Jesus Christ.
Don't you have to toss in the Latter-day Saints at the end in order to sort of distinguish? Because if somebody calls it the Church of Jesus Christ, I'm not going to know what they're talking about. They have to say Latter-day Saints.
It's not a bad idea, but the main thing is focus on Christ. I mean, it's pretty obvious it's after the Dark Ages, so it's not during the days of Christ. It's not the early-day church. It's the Latter-day Church. But
what?
It doesn't hurt to specify completely.
What is the official church doctrine regarding the end of the world? Because we know that the church came out, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, released a statement recently disclaiming the idea that the world would be ending on the blood moon here tonight. What is the official position of the church? Do you know?
Again, I am not the spokesman for the church, nor do I profess to be.
What did they teach you?
What is taught is what the scriptures say, which is, not even the angels know the day when the Savior will come for the second time. Nobody knows. We don't know, and anybody who claims that they know is a liar.
I think that's the best bet to go with.
It's a safe thing to say.
Because Paul, who wrote the majority of the books in the New Testament, claimed that it would happen soon. That was 2,000 years ago.
Correct.
So it's pretty clear that dude didn't know.
And then something else you guys were saying, it's hard to tell, because you kept saying, well, the Christians say, are you both Christians?
I am not.
I wouldn't call myself a Christian.
I'm a panentheist.
But I certainly wouldn't deny the fact that my faith is, to some extent, shaped by my Christian upbringing.
Now, I've never heard that term, panentheist. What is that?
Yeah, a panentheist, sort of similar to a pantheist. A pantheist, one who believes that everything is God. Well, the panentheist adds in the metaphysical to that, from my understanding. So believing that everything that exists is God, and also whatever doesn't exist is also God. So
wow, that's very,
sure that's meaningful
that's very
to
close
you.
To what the Native Americans believe.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me to be the case at all.
The Great Spirit and everything is part of that energy. And
yeah, there are a lot of common threads between a lot of different religions. And so, yeah, it wouldn't surprise me that many Native Americans would have a pantheistic or panentheistic viewpoint. George, thanks for calling and sharing your thoughts. Anything else you want to get out there tonight?
Well, the only other thing was right when you got on the Bitcoin thing, somebody made the comment that, well, that's not going to happen either. I was hoping that you were
what's
referring
not gonna happen
to
either.
Well, whatever the prediction was on the Bitcoin, and then the reference was that the end of the world isn't going to happen either. But I think that it was in reference to this crazy person who's saying it's going to be tonight.
Yeah, I'm willing to go down on the record and say that the world isn't going to end in the next 1,000 years.
Okay.
Like that's
not in the next 24 hours.
Definitely not the next 24 hours. I just, for me, I've lived my, you know, I grew up in the church, and then at one point or another, I got involved in a very serious Christian church, let's call it that, the holiness movement. And these people were constantly believing that Jesus was coming just around the corner. And I don't want to live my life like the world's going to end anytime soon.
Exactly.
It's just not the way I want to be. I want to, you know, I'm gonna go ahead and just go out on a limb here and say, I'm going to make it all the way to the end of my life. And Jesus isn't going to come in that amount of time.
Well, now,
that's a great way to look at it. And that's basically the view of the church, is that we prepare for the worst, but we expect the absolute best. You expect every day to wake up and go through your life and love your kids and your family. And that's the attitude everybody should have, is you prepare for the worst as best you can, but you expect the absolute best all the way to the end of your life, being healthy and
well, I like that. That's a nice viewpoint. Thank you, George, for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Now, Mark, aren't there Christians, preterists, I believe is the name, of Christians who believe that the predictions have already come true?
Right. The predictions as they were predicted
that's old news.
Are best interpreted as these are things that already occurred sort of in the first century with the destruction of the temple and these sorts of things, and that people that are reading these things now don't understand how the application of the ideas of these predictions, that they're focused on their life as it's going on today, and that's how people tend to be, but that, you know, these predictions as they existed, they all came to pass already, and that we're living in a different time, and, you know, of course, Jesus Christ is still relevant as far as the preterists are concerned, just that the predictions, the Bible has no predictions for us, essentially.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves.
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of O2Pure, the world's most advanced e-cigarette, have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-717-9859. The revolutionary O2Pure design creates only water vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no nasty tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love whenever and wherever they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with O2Pure. Again, free starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-717-9859. 1-800-717-9859. 1-800-717-9859.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral!
Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You're invited to join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. That's Skype username LRN.FM. Whether it's the Blood Moon you want to talk about, you can do that. Or on the way, Mark, you'll be telling us about TAG. It's been banned at one school or school district, I'm not sure which, but somebody has banned the classic children's game of tag because it's bad, it's dangerous. We'll get into that in moments.
What would you do when a bizarre cult army calling itself The Trust invades your sleepy little mountain hometown? We'll find out what James Contrell, a big-hearted country boy with a crappy job who's learned to live without dreams, and find out what he does. Because sometimes the guy who has learned to live without dreams might be the best suited to handle a nightmare. You read the action, comedy, graphic novel James vs. the New World Order by Brandon Bitros, illustrated by J. Matthew Root, the first in what's estimated to be a 5-volume, 24-issue series. So if this intrigues you...
Comic books?
It's a graphic novel is a... I guess a comic book that's drawn well, and usually it's square bound or something, bound a bit differently. You know, it's a comic book with gravitas.
Got it.
Yes. But this is an art form. This is a way to transfer information, and a very good one, too, because, well...
People don't like to read.
Well, I think it allows the an expression in a different way that, you know, that just writing doesn't, and obviously just pictures
wouldn't.
So
cool. This, it sounds neat.
It's great. James versus I checked it out. They've got a Kickstarter where they've got, you know, some art and those sorts of things. So you can see a bit of it. James versus the New World Order.com to contribute to the Kickstarter crowdfunding campaign to raise just $3,000 to pay for the artwork, the coloring, the production, and the distribution. This is what they need to get this off the ground.
That's
this
nothing.
This is going to be a platform for the ideas of liberty to be transferred to some extent to. Mm-hmm. I believe this is the best form because once you can get somebody to read something, in the form of fiction, you can shape the narrative to get your ideas across. It's James versus the New World Order.com. James vs. the New World Order.com. The New World Order.
Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. Keith is listening in Des Moines. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark on the Live Sunday Show. Hey, Keith.
Yeah, I just talked, I heard you guys talking about Revelations, and what I have to say about that is, Will Rogers put it best, or was it Mark Twain? I forget which.
But I don't know, but they usually sound about the same.
History doesn't always repeat, but it rhymes. So, if you look at Revelations, you look at most prophecies from almost any book, you can find relevant, in modern events. However, one thing about the Book of Revelation, it actually has some very specific things, one of which is the talking about wormwood, which if you want to go by the translation of the Ukrainian, it means black grass.
Black what?
Chernobyl means black grass.
Okay.
Black grass is actually another name for wormwood, which they use, for medicine, things like that. But one of the prophecies that it talks about is within the lifetime of people who see the Israel brought back onto the world stage as a nation state. But either way, though, if you want to look at you look at Revelation, it's just it has a lot of things that are perpetually relevant. And one of the lessons in the New Testament is to be ye ever vigilant, for ye know not when the master cometh. So, it's basically for people who actually want to be counted among the righteous to always be ready. Whether they get taken up in the rapture.
I kind of think that God's not going to destroy the things He's made, and I kind of think that
you're not a Christian.
He loves His children, and He's what's that?
Not destruction the way a lot of people think it is. It's not, it's not the world. The world's not going to blow up.
That's good news.
You read Revelation, it has a very happy ending.
I've read Revelations a couple of times, and I found it to be dizzying.
Dizzying.
If you read it newly, right? Like you read it as though there aren't a bunch of crazy old white preachers that have told you what it means. If you just read it newly, it can mean anything. It sounds historical though.
What about the black preachers that I listen to?
Well, I'm not claiming that. The claim is that that's what I listen to, and if you just ignore what you've heard. What about the young preachers you've listened to? What about the female preachers you've listened to?
Wait a minute. Well, you said
I'm stereotyping.
Wait, Keith, you said it's not going to be destructive. Now, isn't the Christian view, portion of the Revelations, isn't that where, the good Christians get pulled off the earth and then everybody else is, living in hell or something like that?
The rest of us have to endure the tribulation.
That sounds kind of destructive.
Well, yeah, it's destructive, but you also have to remember, from destruction comes creation.
Well, that's an interesting point. Thanks, Keith, for the call tonight. Although, destroying your creation in order to create a new version of it is still a destructive act. So first he says it's not destructive, then he admits that it is, in point of fact, destructive. And I get that, when one door closes, another door opens, but we're talking about people's lives here, right? We're talking about the destruction of purportedly millions of human lives.
In sales, what you do is you create urgency. So they'll say that, for instance, at an auto
dealership. This is a big area for sales, right? Like auto dealership matters. At the end of the month, the last day of the month matters. Why does the last day of the month matter?
Quotas.
Because somebody said the last day of the month matters.
Mm-hmm.
Not because it's a real deadline. It's a created deadline. Now, it may be real for the company that's selling in the sense of the auto dealer because the manufacturer sets these deadlines or whatever it is that they
new
do.
New inventory's coming in for 2016. We got to blow out all the 2015 models
right.
So by the end of this weekend.
You create an artificial sense of urgency in sales. So if you want to, if what you're selling is conversions to a particular religion, you need artificial sense of urgency.
Mm.
And that's why the end times is such a great converter when it comes to religion. I say Christianity. I don't know much about other religions, frankly, in comparison to what I know about Christianity.
Right.
But Christianity may very well be the perfect religion for sort of conversions. You've got the carrot of heaven. You've got the stick of hell. You've got the artificial
Muslims have that too.
What's that?
Islam.
Right. I don't know that much about it and how it works.
Got it.
I'm not going to critique Islam because I don't know much about Islam.
I gotcha.
But Christianity really has this whole thing going.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, all you got to do is repeat after me, and then you're in. And then, you know, at that point, maybe you should come to church more often, and don't forget donating and all that stuff.
Right.
But, you know, it basically, the threshold, the cost for entering in, the cost for the sale is low. The cost for not making the sale is extraordinarily high. The artificial sense of urgency is going on. There's all this stuff for the closing. Here's what I've got to say, is that my God, the God I believe in, is not a raging psychopath. And so, therefore, I refuse to believe
like the New Testament God?
Any of your stories about hell. Off the table.
Yeah.
Like, I'm done with the conversation about hell. And that's what the end times is all about. It's all about, let's blow the planet up. Everybody who doesn't believe what they're supposed to believe at the given time, they're going to, you know, be tortured or end up in hell or whatever the story is. And nope. That's why I'm done. Nope. Fooey, not listening to your story about hell. Your story about hell is a place created by a raging psychopath that wants to put their children, that torture their children for all of eternity.
Well, the story was created by men who wanted to encourage you to join their church and give them a bunch of money.
That's what you get. Now, some people will say that hell is simply the separation from God, which you're existing. Many people, the vast majority of the planet, I would say, is existing in hell already. If separation from God is hell, then, big deal. They're doing it already. I guess hell isn't so bad. I don't know. Wouldn't claim to know what it is, but I just don't believe that I wouldn't treat my son this way. I wouldn't say...
Tell him scary stories, just scare him straight.
God doesn't tell me any scary stories. Yeah. God hasn't told me anything.
You got to take the preacher's word for it.
I've got to take somebody's word for it. I've got to take this dubious book that is put out there, and you know, there's all these questions
passed
about it.
Through countless hands of men.
Right, and I'm supposed to believe that political leaders and folks haven't changed the words. That it's not like Jesus. It's not like God came to Earth and wrote some things down. Right, he was teaching the scribes in the temple at 12 years old. Let's say he might have been learned, but he didn't bother writing anything down. And if he did, he didn't keep it for us to look at.
The blood moon. Are you freaked out? Is this your last night on Earth? Toll free numbers 855-453. The actual eclipse is supposed to be starting here in a little bit. 855-450-3733. This is the Live Sunday Show of Free Talk Live.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years, and satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.